From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Democrats in Congress are scaling back plans they had to use the Iraq War funding bill to fund a lot of other priorities. But they're not giving up on two items: extending jobless benefits for everyone and new education funding for veterans. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, are the Democrats guessing that the president will go along and sign this Iraq War funding bill if it includes only a couple of other outside measures?
Well, that seems to be what they're hoping, Alex, but it does seem almost certain that the president is prepared to oppose any add-ons. He's already threatened to veto any war spending bill that exceeds his funding request for $108 billion to fund military and diplomatic operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's actually taking a harder stance than he did last year. He accepted about $17 billion in domestic funding, along with last year's $120 billion war funding measure. But this year, he has said he's drawing the line, and the fact that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is said to be scaling back these earlier tack-on plans is certainly an indication that the Democrats would like to avoid a battle here.
You wonder if the Democrats could not go and argue that, well, veterans education funding, that could get into this bill legitimately. And jobless benefits, everyone, you know, thinks that that's good. What are the details here? What are the costs?
Yeah, an extra 13 weeks of unemployment checks to Americans whose benefits have expired, and it'd go beyond that for an additional 13 weeks in states that have been hit especially hard by unemployment. And as you mentioned, new education funding for veterans. This would add about $12.7 billion in funding, which is certainly something the president has indicated he'd be opposed to.
So if this becomes a showdown between the Democrats and the White House, what are the chances that Congress is going to override a presidential veto here? Are these such popular measures that they could try that?
Well, they could try, but it doesn't appear likely. In fact, Republicans on the Hill have been hinting that this is really a battle that they wouldn't mind waging. With the election coming up right now, they see this as a chance to score public relations points for the GOP here. And there's also some maneuvering going on the Democratic side of, you know, how can we get Democrats to vote for this war funding measure, given the fact that a lot of them are opposed to this. So the political maneuvering going on would make it more palatable for the anti-war Democrats to provide this money until the next president takes office in January.
What are you looking at for a time for this vote?
That it's still up in the air at this point. In fact, some of these plans are still just taking form right now.
Okay, good. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.